Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, are you a hunter? No, really, are you a hunter? Do you have that sort of outlook about the advisor community and how you would like to hunt them down, bag the kill, and add the production to your monthly run? It's kind of how we think sometimes about wholesaling. But my guest today is abundantly qualified to help us think about the procurement of advisors that will do production for us in a completely different way. Annette Bao is the founder of AdvisorMarketingPractices.com. She is a speaker, author, and performance coach. She's nationally recognized. Advisor Marketing Practices and MillionaireSeries.com is one of the largest practice management mastermind performance coaching communities for advisors and consultants in the U.S., but it's not just the U.S., 40 different countries. She has worked with tens of thousands of advisors, shared her message with 100,000 advisors plus, including small business owners, independent professionals throughout her entire career. She has 4 books and numerous products, including the best-selling Million Dollar Marketing System and 101 Insider Secrets for Marketing to Affluent Women, How to Get Your Share of This $20 Trillion Market. And she's one of the leading authorities on taking a producer from average to top production with an amazing life. Annette Bao, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
I am delighted that you could join us. So let's talk about this whole notion. We were kind of kidding before we got onto the recording about this going off to battle, carrying their rifle, and bagging their intended target. As someone who comes out of the broker-dealer community, has had a successful practice, and works with advisors, I suppose you have a thought about how to do that differently.
Well, yeah. You know, what I wanted to talk today about is the concept of attracting a boatload of your ideal clients as compared to chasing them. And probably the first place, just to kind of do an overview before we dive into some of the how-tos, is the ideal place to begin is really with your plan. Now, I recommend a plan a little bit differently than most traditional coaches or advisors in that my plan is partly inner game, partly game plan, and partly outer game. So let me just explain that for a minute. Most wholesalers and advisors focus in on the outer game, the tactics and the results. Now, those are critical, but when you combine them with the inner game and the game plan, it's ideal. And your inner game is like your foundation, your goals, your vision, your ability to focus at command, which a lot of people have a challenge doing. And then your game plan, really getting clear on who that ideal client is, that advisor, that agent, and realizing that it's not everyone. And the sooner you can get really focused on that, the sooner you can really have an amazing business. Combining that in your game plan with research, really finding out what they want. Most advisors and wholesalers focus in on what they want or what they think the advisor wants. And the key to attract a boatload of your ideal prospects and clients is to really find out what they want and then deliver it. And then the outer game, obviously, your actions, what you say, your schedule, really putting it all together. So that's kind of the overview as far as where a person should start.
So you say that wholesalers and advisors are struggling to attract ideal clients. Tell us a little bit more. How do I get an advisor to come to me? It almost sounds, well, impossible. How do I get an advisor to come to me?
Well, and that's why it's so funny. I was trying not to laugh when you did your introduction. You said, are you hunting? Because we talked about that early. And, you know, I heard a guy say, yeah, I hunt them down. And I'm thinking, well, how many advisors want to be hunted down? I mean, it's an interesting concept. And maybe if you're a deer, you're expecting it, but I'm not sure about an advisor. So, the key is you're either chasing your ideal client or you're attracting them. And the real key and what we're going to talk about is how can you attract them? How can you get them to come to you? Now, some of the people on this call, I guarantee, are going to get this. They're going to go, oh, my God, that's brilliant. Other people are going to go, there's no way. So the first thing we have to do is expand our mindset, say it is possible. And I'm here to tell you it is possible. I was a partner, as I mentioned, in my broker-dealer for 10 years. I've been a top producer for over 20 years. And the interesting thing is that the wholesalers that attracted me and my partners who were all top-level producers were the ones who were attracting us. They provided value. They weren't just trying to shove their product or whatever they wanted down our throat. And so it's just a different concept. It's more of a relationship, a collaboration, something where you create reciprocity so the person realizes you're adding value to their agenda, and in turn, they want to support you.
So tell us a little about the process behind that, because there's, you know, you're talking about some things that are really important. I mean, you're talking about, as an example, reciprocity. You're talking about the research that you do in advance, which we've done podcasts on, and we have articles on the website about wholesalers. We talk about the importance of doing your advisor reconnaissance. But you mentioned this five-step system, that there's five things that advisors want, and they don't necessarily want product because, as you have said, you know, tens of thousands of advisors you've worked with, and very rare that the advisor says, ooh, I need a new product.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The key is you got to meet them where they are. You got to offer them what they want. So, yeah, the key is most, as we've talked about, most wholesalers are focusing on products as compared to what the advisors want. Now, I've worked with tens of thousands of advisors. I have never met one that says to me, if only I had a few more products in my arsenal. Typically what they want is better systems and processes, more ideal clients, strategies that can fill their funnel, might be lead generation, niche marketing, practice management. They want help to grow their business. And so what you've got to do is you've got to focus in on providing what they want. And if you're providing a solution to what they want, they will come to you. If you continue to focus in on products, you can do that. It's just your business is going to be harder and you're going to be out chasing people. The other interesting thing that you'll see, and I've never seen this disproven, is that the wholesalers and advisors that are out chasing clients, they'll have, say, for instance, you know, 100 or 200 or 300 clients. But when you look at their ideal clients, very few. When you look at advisors and wholesalers who are really meeting people where they are and attracting them, the vast majority, probably 70 to 80% of their clients will be ideal. So it's really an interesting concept. And so if you can get your mindset around it, it can just work wonders for your business.
And now let's rewind for 1 second, because one of the places that I want clarity, and perhaps our listeners want clarity, we're using the phrase ideal client. And I think it would be good just to just go back for a moment and clearly define what we mean by ideal client. Because you and I had a conversation about a post that we have called Your Preferred Advisor Profile, which is the characteristics of the advisor that we'd like to attract, in this case, in your vernacular, to our business. But tell us what your definition here is of ideal client before we get too far down the path still.
Well, that's for me to say, but I think that's a great question. It's really to identify, as far as a wholesaler, who do you love working with? So there's an entire process for that. It's to just do a spreadsheet of all your clients and then start ranking them. Who do you love working with? Who is like number one, number two, number three, number four? And then just get all the way down. You might get to where the, you know, 100 of them are like, oh, get them out of here. But really start looking at them. And then once you've identified that list, go through it. What do they have in common? Are they with a certain carrier, certain broker-dealer? How do they think? Now, our research, just to give you an idea, our research questionnaire is 13 pages long. It took me 8 years to create, another 8 years to finesse. Now, that research questionnaire is for clients, like advisory clients. It's not for, say, advisors. But the same concept applies here. You find out everything you can about them, and what you're going to start identifying, which is fascinating, is how many commonalities the people you love working with share. It may be a passion for golf. It may be a passion for skiing. It may be a focus on who they serve more than just how much money they make. So there's not a right or wrong, but what you want to do is identify that ideal avatar so that when you're describing that person to somebody, because if you think about this, if I say to you, Rob, could you refer me a wholesaler? Well, who? Anyone, just any of them. Now all of a sudden your mind goes and you're thinking, oh, yeah, well, let me think about it. I'll get back with you. But if instead I paint a picture, oh, the person's got, you know, this much, and then so many clients, they do this. I start giving you some specific details. Now, all of a sudden, what happens in your mind, the part of your brain, you start identifying people that fit that scenario, as well as when you're just, you know, not even around me, all of a sudden now it's forefront. And that's how you create, that's how you identify who that ideal client is for you.
So wholesalers, we do have a tool for that on the website. And if you go to the search bar on the website and just put in preferred advisor profile, you'll find 12 characteristics that we have outlined that fit right with what Annette is talking about and help you think about those advisors that you work with so that you can kind of put them through that sifter, if you will, and then what comes out the bottom of the sifter is after it goes through this criteria are the folks that are ideal that you would wish to work with. So let's continue. Annette, tell us more about the next steps and where we have to go after this.
Well, and I'd just like to comment, you know, one of the things that I think that's so awesome that we've spoken about and how we even got connected is the fact that what amazing resource you have. So I want to just comment on that because, you know, it's one thing. There's a lot of people out there trying to tell advisors or wholesalers what to do or how to do it. There are many fewer who are actually qualified to do it from a perspective who have done it. And one of the advantages that your advisors, which are wholesalers, have with you is the fact that you've been there and done it. So you get it from a real-world perspective. And so if I can just, you know, give an example, there are so many people out there, you know, marketing to women and telling you how to do it. The vast majority of them are academia. Now, it's not to say that in an academic environment you cannot learn information, but one of the fascinating things I find, and I can read an article without even knowing who the author is and say, do they have real-world experience or not? And the fascinating thing about it is that most of them don't. Most of them are psychologists. And so what you find, and this is really critical for wholesalers, is that really knowing what you need to do and how you need to do it from somebody who's been there and done it is critical. Because otherwise what happens is you're like, this is a great concept, but the problem is it doesn't work in reality. So I think with all this thing, one of the things I want to just say is to realize how important that information is and how important it is for them to even backtrack, like you say, and go and use some of the resources that you already have, which are, in my opinion, I don't think that there's anything better out there. So I just want to comment on that.
Well, that's very generous of you to say that. Thank you. But let's...
Well, it's true. I mean, and I don't say that because I'm trying to, you know, get brownie points. I mean, it's really important because a lot of the concepts we're talking about, we're not talking about theory. We're talking about, you know, been there, done that, and that's what is so critical in the bigger picture thing. But, yeah, let's talk about the next step. So once you identify that ideal client, the next thing is research. Find out what they want. Find out where they are, where they want to go, and what are their gaps. And, yeah, you say, well, this might take more time. And you're right, it may take a little more time. But the payoff is going to be so huge that you are going to not need fewer clients. You're going to have so much better results that you're going to go, gosh, why didn't I do this 10 years ago? The next thing is create your – go ahead.
No, I just want to mention another resource. So wholesalers, you know, most of you have downloaded the 76 Great Questions Wholesalers Ask Advisors. If you haven't done so, make sure you incorporate that into the process. So we're neatly combining what Annette is talking about with the tools that are available. So remember, you got your advisor recon. There's a podcast with Sam Richter on that. You've got a preferred advisor profile. You can get your help with that. 76 Great Questions will help you peel back the layers on the advisor so you can understand, as Annette says, what they want. So now that we've done that, where are we going next, Annette?
Okay, so you've identified your client, you do the research to find out what they want. The next thing is to create your calendar. So once they tell you what they want, where their gap is, you create the calendar of the topics that you're going to do. It could be webinars, seminars. Don't discount webinars. Now, seminars are ideal, but they're more expensive. You know, you can do a webinar easier and less expensive, so don't discount that.
Webinars to the client level? I just want to check with you on that because I know wholesalers are asking that.
Yeah, to the advisors. To the advisors. So they're doing a webinar to the advisors.
Okay.
That they want to attract.
Okay, I just want to make sure you weren't speaking about doing webinars to the public customer, the customer of the advisor, because that's a different deal entirely.
It is a totally different deal. Yeah. No,
okay.
You're doing it to your ideal client who is an advisor.
Got it. Okay.
And then, in, you know, combining with that, you know, I would comment on strategic alliances, really finding the experts in those areas. So if you all of a sudden find out, I can already give you like five things. So organization would be huge, time management, sales, lead generation. You know, finding those strategic alliances, I just want to give you an example. So we've done quite a few. Probably the two most popular we've done, one is lead generation, one's doubling your sales, and one is marketing to women. Now, I'm going to focus on the marketing to women one just because it's an example I'm going to give later on. But we've had where literally, now one of the things you can do as a wholesaler is you can team up with other wholesalers throughout the U.S. if you have a bigger territory and you're all collectively coming together to promote it. That can be ideal. But we've had webinars where literally over 1,000 people have registered for them. Now, the key is, so you hear those numbers, you go, that's exciting. Gosh, imagine if I did it with four, you know, three other people and 250 of those were mine. But the key is the process. You've got to make sure you've got a process in place and that you remember that even though you're bringing an expert in, it's your job to follow up. It's your job to cultivate. It's your job to stay in the loop. Because otherwise what happens is those people get on a webinar, they love the material, they head down a path, and they forget about you. You've got to create that reciprocity.
Okay. So the next place that we want to go after promoting the event, you mentioned about adding an incentive. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, let's talk about the step-by-step, and I'll get into the incentive. So we've got to identify the niche, just to make sure I'm clear, the research, radio person, creating your schedule, promoting the event, and then adding in an incentive. Now, you don't have to add in an incentive, but I will tell you this much. We see the numbers on the events we do with wholesalers that I personally have done where that literally we will double the number of attendees by adding in an incentive. And it could be a book, it could be a white paper, but it's something that if they attend, they're going to get. Now, you don't want to give it to everyone. You want it. Sometimes what we do is we'll give anyone that registers gifts, you know, some little audio or something like that. But the people who actually attend the live event are going to get some physical product, a book. A book's ideal. White paper can also work. Now, the key on this, and this is so critical, this is a million, I give million-dollar nuggets all the time. This is a huge million-dollar nugget. The first thing you want to do after the event is follow up with attendees and just thank them for coming, and you want to ask them for their two top takeaways. Now, most people say, well, what did you think? The problem is we all have default courses where we go, and all of a sudden now you'll be on some path you don't want to be on. So focus in on what were two of the best ideas you took from that. And why you want to do that is because, first of all, then it gets them focusing on the value they got as well as what they're going to take action on. The only way you produce results is where you're going to take action. And the reason you want them to get results is because that's what creates the reciprocity. And so once you then do that, then you can let them know, as soon as I have your book, I'll let you know and I can drop it by to you. This is important because they've done study after study after study that shows if they go, and they've done this in different industries, if you go and I connect with you, Rob, and I say, oh, Rob, you know, thank you so much for attending and blah, 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 and then I dive into the fact that I'm going to be contacting you as soon as I get the book, now you're expecting that. So it's kind of like I've set up what the expectation is. So then when I call you and say, oh, Rob, I've got your book, you're not going, oh, wait a minute, or you're already expecting that, and you're almost anticipating it. So then the key is you want to ideally meet them in person. So what I like to do is say, not only do I have your book, but when I meet with you, I want to share with you a couple of topics that people are using, a couple of tips that have been helping them grow their business. And then what you can do is you go into the book. You know, obviously if you're using an expert, I'm using my example, but you could be using some organizational expert. You go in and you say, these are the three top strategies advisors that have increased their business by 50% are using. So now when you meet with them, you're now adding even more value. And now if some person's going, wow, this is great. So you've got the book, you've delivered it, you've given them some additional tips. The next step is you've got to follow up. And the key in the follow up is the reason you want to follow up with them is because you want to stay in touch with them and see how it's going. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of examples because we've done these with so many different groups, and I'm just going to give you two different examples. So one group we did, I said, you know, don't mail out the books, you know, follow this process. They just mailed them out from the headquarters, mailed them out. You know, 300 or 400 advisors get them. We met just because we offered a strategy session with a lot of those advisors, and do you know, not one person that I spoke with knew who their wholesaler was, not one. Now, what's even more fascinating about that is we track results from people that will, you know, share them with us. Just from this one event, we had increases of revenue ranging from 20 to 50%. So we have the $500,000 broker who was making $500,000 who's now making, you know, $750,000, $800,000. Now, can you imagine if that wholesaler was in front of him saying, oh, I'm so glad you attended the event I hosted. And that wholesaler has totally forgotten about that company. He never even knew who the wholesaler was because they never connected with him. Move to a different group. Different group. We have an event. Now, this event was a little bit different because this was actually a live event, but it's still the same concept. Those people followed up. Most of those producers were, you know, decent producers, a quarter of a million or more, and they had such a thorough process following that process that literally they've probably increased their number of clients, I say, from that event by 30, maybe even 40%. So that's the difference. And the key is it takes a little bit more work, but if you focus in on the process and focus in on the value you provide and then following up with them, it's amazing. And what's funny is one of the people who's in our community said, God, yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm getting more follow-up from this group than anyone else I do business with. And I said, well, what does that tell you? He goes, well, we're starting to transition our business over there. I mean, it's just common sense, and yet it's so uncommonly done. And so that's what's exciting about it.
So, Annette, we are all but out of time, but I know you have a free resource for us, so I wanted to put that on the table and see what you might have up your podcast sleeve.
Yeah, two things. So if you go to millionaireseries.com/WM, we've got a free report in there that you can download, the wholesale event process. And the other thing that I just want to leave with so that you can think about in your bigger scheme of things is people come and say, how do you get great, amazing results? And I want you to understand this concept. You're either on a direct flight, you're on a boat ride, or you're on a sinking ship. So if you're in California, I'm in Arizona, and we say we're going to meet, and all of a sudden 2 weeks rolls around and you're not here, and I call you, and you're like, I'm over in Cambodia. I'm like, well, what are you doing there? Well, as soon as we scheduled an appointment, I got on a boat, went to Hawaii, Japan, now I'm in Cambodia. We say, that's crazy. And you say, that's absurd. I can't believe she's using that example. The reason I use it is so you understand the context, because then now move that into your business. In your business, same thing. You're either on a direct flight, you're on a boat ride, or a sinking ship. And if you just simply ask yourself every day, if you really truly want to attract 100 ideal clients, then you need to be on a daily basis on that direct flight to get them. If you want to be on a boat ride or a sinking ship, then you know, keep chasing people and not providing them what they want. But what I want you to leave with is the whole concept that you have control over that. And by being clear on that, that's how you see the increases in business from 20% up to even doubling your revenue. And so I hope everyone on this call has the courage to get on a direct flight, because it will make a dramatic difference in your business and your life.
Also, there's one other point that I want to just underscore, and it's something that Annette said, and I don't want it to go by kind of in the wind, if you will. It was one of her million-dollar ideas, and that was asking for two top takeaways. I want you to think about how you can apply this in the various settings. So you do a branch meeting, and you're sitting in front of 10 brokers in a wirehouse, and you have a chance to visit with them after, or what were your two top takeaways? You bring in an expert at a seminar where there's public customers present. The advisor gets asked, what were your two top takeaways from the expert that I brought in? That's a wonderful, wonderful question, and allows you to build content. We've talked about that before, wholesalers. How do you build content that you can repurpose? This allows you to get content that you can repurpose meeting after meeting. You know, two of the top takeaways that I have seen from advisors in the order of organizational expertise over the last month when we bring in our expert is item one, item two, and it's a platform for more discussion. So there's really layers of goodness that come out of this one idea, and there were many, many, many that Annette offered that I wanted to be able to highlight before we kind of close the door on this particular chapter. Annette, thank you so much for joining us here. I appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks for having me. I mean, the key is what you just said. You just got to do it. So, the takeaway I think both Rob and I want is just do it. You've gotten resources from him as far as, you know, helping you identify your ideal client. And the real key is not to do everything, but say, okay, step one, I'm going to do this. Step two, I'm going to do this. And that's the magic of it.
Wholesalers, there you have it. Come back again for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Still with me? Hello?